Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Lesson 38. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, tack Mark. Hur mår du?
Idag är jag lite trött.
Ja, varför är du trött?
För att jag har arbetat för mycket.
Ja. Well, today we're going to talk about holiday. Your holiday in Sweden. So maybe that takes... You're back to good memories.
Good memories. But at the same time, we're also talking about a visit to the pharmacy. So not so good memories too.
Yes, but I'm a little bit cold here in the Scottish winter. So I'm quite excited about hearing about your sunburn.
Well, we will see what happens in this conversation. As usual, we'll listen to the conversation. We will go through it in detail and then we'll listen again. And that way you'll be able to practice what you've learned and put into practice what you've understood through our lesson. Det låter bra?
Det låter bra. Låt oss börja.
Låt oss börja. So, as we said, we are at a pharmacy today. Let's have a listen to the conversation. Ursäkta, kan du hjälpa mig?
Absolut, vad behöver du?
Jag skulle behöva köpa solkräm. Var finns den?
Vi har lite olika märken och styrkor, men de finns där nere i hörnet allihopa. Just nu är det 3 för 2 på alla solkrämer den här veckan.
Okej, tack så mycket. Jag går och tittar.
Hittade du någon solkräm?
Ja, apotekaren sa att det var 3 för 2 på alla solkrämer.
Jaha, köp 3 men betala för 2 alltså. Så du får den sista gratis.
Jag tror inte jag behöver 3 stycken.
Nej, det borde nog räcka med en.
Jag behöver köpa en hudkräm också. Jag ska fråga var de finns. Ursäkta, säljer ni hudkrämer också?
Ja, behöver du något som lugnar huden?
Ja, tack. Gärna något som är bra när man har bränt sig.
Vi har den här till exempel. Den kyler ner och lugnar. Köper du tillsammans med solkräm får du paketpris. Är du medlem?
Nej.
Jag är medlem.
Ja, men då så. Behöver du något mer?
Nej, tack.
Då kan du följa med mig till kassan. Du var medlem, sa du. Kan jag få se ditt lägg?
Ja då, här.
Tack, då blir det 119 kronor. Behöver ni en påse?
Tack, det är bra.
Varsågod, ha en fortsatt trevlig dag.
Tack, detsamma.
Tack så mycket.
Okay, so there were 2 things I actually needed in the pharmacy.
Yes, you needed solkräm och hudkräm.
So 2 types of cream in a sense. Solkräm, sun cream, but that's the sun cream that you put on to stop getting burned. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the hood cream, I got mixed up at first when I was listening back to this and I'm thinking hood cream. Hood sounds like for head, but that's huvud.
Yes, so hood is skin.
Skin, so skin cream, and I guess that's what you put on if you've been too long in the sun.
Precis, so like a moisturizer.
A moisturizer. Of course, we're not recommending that anyone spends too long in the sun, absolutely not. We will, however, go through this conversation now.
Yeah. Så du börjar med att säga, so you start by saying, ursäkta, kan du hjälpa mig?
So, excuse me, can you help me?
Absolut, vad behöver du?
So, absolutely, what do you need, vad behöver du? What do you need?
Ja, jag skulle behöva köpa solkräm, var finns den?
Right, so this is interesting, jag skulle behöva köpa solkräm. So we've got two infinitives in there.
Yes.
Behöva and köpa. So is it like saying I should need to buy sun cream?
So, yes. So you have the verb skulle,
mm-hmm.
which is, it means should, but here it means more would.
Mm-hmm.
So I would need to buy some solkräm.
Right. So jag skulle behöva köpa. It's like it's kind of superfluous verbs in there.
Yes, exactly. A little bit kaka på kaka. Do we actually really need all these verbs?
Hang on. Kaka på kaka.
Yes. Do you recognize kaka?
It's cake.
Yeah.
So cake on top of cake.
Yeah.
So is this an expression? Is this a
Swedish? Yes, I haven't made this up for your enjoyment, Mark. Kaka på kaka is a well-known Swedish expression. Too much of good things.
Oh, right. Too much of a good thing. Excellent. Okay, so jag skulle behöva köpa solkräm. And then I ask?
Var finns den?
So where can that be found?
Ja. And he gives you quite a long reply. Vi har lite olika märken och styrkor, men de finns där nere i hörnet allihopa. Just nu är det 3 för 2 på alla solkrämer den här veckan.
Right, so lots of information in there. He began by saying, vi har lite olika märken. So we saw lite in a couple of lessons ago. When is it like a few? We have a few different makes, a few different brands.
Yeah, precis. So märken is brand.
Mm-hmm. Och styrkor, is that sizes?
No, it's strengths.
Strengths, of course. Yeah, I should have guessed that. So we have a few different brands and strengths. So like the factor number, I suppose. Then he went on to say.
Men de finns där nere i hörnet allihopa.
Men de finns där nere i hörnet allihopa. So, but they can all be found over there in the corner.
Ja, precis.
Mm-hmm.
And then he continues. Just nu är det 3 för 2 på alla solkrämer den här veckan.
So right now it's 3 for 2 on all the sun creams this week.
Ja, precis. And you say, oh, okay, tack så mycket. Jag går och tittar.
Right, so okay, thank you very much. I'll go and have a look, basically.
Ja.
Okay, and then Lovisa asks me something after I've been looking for things.
Ja, hittade du någon solkräm?
So hittade du någon solkräm is hitta to find.
Precis, bra.
So did you find any sun cream?
Ja, so that past tense, just DE on the end there. And you reply, ja, apotekaren sa att det var 3 för 2 på alla solkrämer.
So the chemist, or the pharmacist said, det var 3 för 2, it was 3 for 2, på alla solkrämer, on all sun creams.
Ja, and Lovisa explains to you what that means. So she says, jaha, köp 3, men betala för 2. Alltså.
Our word again, alltså. So, okay, so köp 3, buy 3, men betala för 2, but pay for 2. Then, you know, like.
Is it getting more clearer about your alltså?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, is it a little bit like, the like is used so much and people really say like when they don't like mean it, like.
Yes, exactly.
Alltså.
And then she continues, så du får den sista gratis.
Okay, so du får den sista gratis, you get the last one free.
Ja, precis. And you stating the obvious here. Jag tror inte jag behöver 3 stycken.
Yeah, I don't think I need 3 pieces, 3 items.
Ja, and Louisa agrees, nej, det borde nog räcka med en.
Right, so this is interesting here. I'm guessing it means it ought to be enough with one.
Ja.
So we've got some interesting verbs in here. First of all, borde, that we've seen before. It ought to.
Yes.
Okay. And then räcka, is that to be enough?
Yes.
I like it.
We can use räcka in different ways. Mm-hmm. If I would, let's say you eat too much ice cream, and I would say, det räcker nu mer.
Well, if I think perhaps you're going to order me multiple licorice ice creams, then I'll say to you, det räcker.
Ja, perfekt.
Okay. I guess the official word in English would be suffice. That suffices.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But räcker also means to grab, to reach something.
Oh, okay, right. So the physical sense of grabbing for something, reaching for something. That's good to know.
So, and you say, jag behöver köpa en hudkräm också. Jag ska fråga var de finns. And then you ask the pharmacist, ursäkta, säljer ni hudkrämer också?
Right, so jag behöver, that same verb again, I need. And it's followed by the infinitive köpa. Jag behöver köpa en hudkräm också. So I also need to buy a skin cream too. So this is the moisturizer. Jag ska fråga var de finns. I will ask where they are found.
And then you ask the pharmacist, ursäkta, säljer ni hudkrämer också?
So, excuse me, do you sell skin creams too?
Ja. He replies, ja, behöver du något som lugnar huden?
Okay, I get the impression that he's looking at me and seeing my sunburn, perhaps. Behöver du något som lugnar huden? Do you need something that that heals the skin?
Ja, calms
the skin. Yeah, because lugn means calm. I should have picked that up, yeah.
So if I would say, take it easy, then I would say, ta det lugnt.
Ta det lugnt, right. Before we go on, can we come back to this jag ska fråga var de finns and look at this finns. Is that finns the same finns as in det finns ett slott?
Ja, precis.
Okay, so is it linked to att finnas?
Yes. It is att finnas, yes. Det finns...
So, finnas, as a passive verb, means to be found.
Yes.
Okay. But it also means to exist.
Ja, well done.
Right. So, is there a verb, att finna, the non-passive version of this, the active version?
Yes. Att finna.
And does it mean to find?
Yeah, to find something.
So earlier we heard Lovisa saying, hittade du någon solkräm? Did you find some sun cream? Could she have said, finnade du någon solkräm?
Nej, but you're on the right track because okay. It's irregular. So, fann du någon solkräm?
Ah, right. Okay, so fan is also part of this whole family. Okay, so fann du. So what's the difference between att hitta and att finna?
It's synonyms. It's you can use either or.
Okay, and is one more common than the other?
I would probably say hitta nowadays. Fun sounds a little bit old-fashioned.
Okay, thank you for that. I think I'm working this out in my head, finally. We're going to pause there and we'll come back with the rest of the conversation in just a moment.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Okay, we're in the pharmacy today, but not only that, we're finding out about the verb finna and finnas and its passive and active structures.
Well, well done.
Okay, let's continue on with the conversation, because I've just asked, do you sell skin creams too? And the pharmacist said, ja, behöver du not som lunjarhuden? Do you have, you need something, or do you need something that calms the skin?
Ja, precis. Lugn is calm, and you reply, ja tack, gärna något som är bra när man har bränt sig.
Right, so ja tack, yes, thank you, gärna, I guess please in the sense, gärna något som är bra, something that's good, när man har bränt sig, so when one has burned oneself.
Ja, precis.
So gärna, yeah, I'd really like something that's good for when you've burnt yourself.
Ja. And he replies, vi har den här till exempel. Den kyler ner och lugnar.
Right, so vi har den här till exempel. We've got this one here, for example. Den kyler ner och lugnar. So is that, it cools it down?
Ja, precis.
Okay, so it cools it down and it calms.
Ja.
Okay.
Lugnar. Practice your lugnar.
Lugnar.
Ja, bra.
Lugnar.
And then he continues and he says, köper du den tillsammans med solkräm, får du ett paketpris. Är du medlem?
Okay. So, köper du den tillsammans med solkräm? So, if you buy it together with a solkräm, with the sun cream, what was the last part?
Får du ett paketpris?
Is it like a special price for the bundle, as it were?
Ja, precis. So a paket is a present, a package, and this price.
So like a gift price or something like that, a special offer.
Mm. And then he asks, är du medlem?
Now, is this like being a loyalty customer or something like that?
Precis. And medlem means member.
Member, yeah. So are you a member?
And you say nej.
No, of course not.
But Louisa chips in and says, jag är medlem.
So Louisa is a member.
Mm-hmm. And the pharmacist says, ja men då så, behöver ni något mer?
So ja men då så. Right. Basically those four words are all kind of fillers, aren't they?
Yes, and we start to notice, and I think that's so good with you going to Sweden, to realize how many filler words we use.
Yeah. So, ja, men, då, så. So, yes, but, then, so.
Precis. And I don't think when you learn Swedish that you need to copy this.
Yeah.
That is down the line. But just to recognize that we use a lot of filler words so you don't get stressed and think, I don't understand what they're going on about.
I think I'm almost there with the jaha. But I think ja, men, då, så is probably beyond me for now.
Yeah.
But he asks, behöver ni något mer? Do you need something else? Do you need anything else?
Precis. And you say nej tack.
No thanks.
Då kan ni följa med till kassan.
So you can come with me to the till.
Du var medlem, sa du. Kan jag få se ditt lägg?
Right, so I'm assuming here he's asking Lovisa, you said that you were a member. Du var medlem, sa du. Kan jag se ditt lägg? Is a leg? I'm assuming he's not asking to see her leg. Rather, he's asking to see her card or membership card.
Yeah, so leg is a short version of legitimation. So it's ID.
So legitimation.
Ja.
Right, so leg. Okay, so Lovisa offers him her ID.
And says, ja då, här.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Tack. Då blir det 119 kronor. Behöver ni en påse?
Okay, då blir det 119 kronor. So it's going to be 119 kronor. Behöver ni påse? Do you need a bag?
Ja, precis.
And I see.
Tack, det är bra.
So it's fine.
And he says, varsågod, ha en fortsatt trevlig dag.
So the fortsatt there is, it's like that expression, go for fortsättning.
Ja, and what did it mean?
Good continuation, almost.
Exactly. So a continued good day.
A continued good day. So enjoy the rest of your day. Ha en fortsatt trevlig dag. And I say...
Tack detsamma.
Likewise, thank you.
Louisa says tack så mycket. Yeah.
So ongoing thanks as we finish up the conversation and this lesson indeed. Okay, it's time now to listen once more to the full conversation. And again, hopefully now that we've gone through it, everything will make a little more sense. Ursäkta, kan du hjälpa mig?
Absolut, vad behöver du?
Jag skulle behöva köpa solkräm. Var finns den?
Vi har lite olika märken och styrkor, men de finns där nere i hörnet allihopa. Just nu är det 3 för 2 på alla solkrämer den här veckan.
Okej, tack så mycket. Jag går och tittar.
Hittade du någon solkräm?
Ja, apotekaren sa att det var 3 för 2 på alla solkrämer.
Jaha, köp 3 men betala för 2 alltså. Så du får den sista gratis.
Jag tror inte jag behöver 3 stycken.
Nej, det borde nog räcka med en.
Jag behöver köpa en hudkräm också. Jag ska fråga var de finns. Ursäkta, säljer ni hudkrämer också?
Ja, behöver du något som lugnar huden?
Ja, tack. Gärna något som är bra när man har bränt sig.
Vi har den här till exempel. Den kyler ner och lugnar. Köper du tillsammans med solkräm får du paketpris. Är du medlem?
Nej.
Jag är medlem.
Ja, men då så. Behöver du något mer?
Nej, tack.
Då kan du följa med mig till kassan. Du var medlem, sa du. Kan jag få se ditt lägg?
Ja då, här.
Tack, då blir det 119 kronor. Behöver ni en påse?
Tack, det är bra.
Varsågod, ha en fortsatt trevlig dag.
Tack, detsamma.
Tack så mycket.
Hannah, just listening through to that conversation again, I've got another little question. I noticed that Lovisa, towards the end, she didn't really say ja då. She just said ado.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard ah being used as ja. So can we say ah in that sense, combined with the då and the ha and so on?
Absolutely. And I think I always say to my students, I don't expect you to drop or everything, but to understand a Swede, you have to start to realize when we, how much we are dropping things.
Dropping things, yeah. I mean, I've definitely seen, you know, I'm thinking of TV shows where I see characters saying ah for yes, mm-hmm, all the time. So yeah, it's good to see it in real life and in these conversations too.
Yes.
Okay, if you would like to be able to follow the entire conversation with the transcript and, of course, the bonus version, which includes the video lesson, then you can find all of that over on the Coffee Break Academy. You can head to coffeebreakacademy.com, where you'll find everything you need to know about all of that.
And have a look on our Facebook page, where we share all Swedish things.
Jättebra. Tack så jättemycket, Hanna.
Varsågod, Mark.
Och vi ses nästa gång.
Ja, vi ses. Hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.